They had a really good plan, so we got to play a little better on offense. But our defense created four takeaways, won the red zone, which was critical. They missed kicks. We made kicks, so that helped us a little bit there. Anthony Farrelly played outstanding for us at linebacker. We had a lot of good individual efforts on defense, so that was great to see. And really good job by our defensive staff. They had some long drives there in the first half, and we're executing on some third downs, and we're staying on the field a little bit. And I think the second half, we started getting some three and outs, some turnovers, getting the ball back to our offense in a quicker manner. So great job by our defensive staff of doing those things. And I thought we were pretty sound in the kicking game as well. We covered kicks well. We made kicks, so that was critical in the win. And offense, we did enough. We did enough. Not a lot, but enough. It was good to see late in the game we started scoring some points. They probably wore down a little bit on defense. That helped us a little bit, to be honest with you. But great job finishing the game. Now we're on to UNH, who's a really, obviously, a great opponent. So we're excited about this one this week.
You guys are now 8-2, and I think maybe what's even more impressive is you've had to win the game, win games in a variety of different ways here over the last few weeks. How does that make you feel as a coach that it doesn't just have to be the offense or the defense? You guys can win in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, we talk about our philosophies as one. We're a team. It's a team game. And every game's going to be a little bit different. Every game's presented a little bit different. The opposing team might have strengths in different ways, and we have strengths in different ways. And beginning of the week, as a staff and as a team, we try to figure out how to win the game. We talk about what it takes every week, every Sunday, to win the game. And this type of game last week was an old Big Ten game in the 90s. It was a low scoring, defensive battle. You know what I mean? And it was a possession game, and obviously being good in situations. So it was good to see that we won games with scoring points. We won games playing defense, and won games, on both sides, kind of helping each other out. And really a big difference too, Rob, in the game, I forgot to mention this, was really in the second half, we started playing complementary football. In the first half, we were not playing complementary football, offense and defense. We were kind of playing against each other a little bit. And second half, we started getting some first downs. We created some takeaways, we scored off takeaways, things like that. And it really helped us in that game on Saturday.
Defensively, you mentioned the turnovers, and those were certainly huge. But other than the one touchdown, you pitched a shutout in the second half. I don't think Albany scored any points in the red zone. What were you able to do so effectively to control them?
Yeah, I think number one is we did a pretty good job against the run. They had some good answers in the first half with some different runs and some block support things. We made some answers and corrections in the second half and started getting some stops. And the takeaways were big. I mean, there were some things where they caught some slants and some plays, and we kept chasing the ball and got the ball out. And a lot of it was just the effort, Rob, just running the football, being physical. So all the credits to our staff and our players are buying into that defense and what Coach Lewis preaches. And there was also a fourth down stop on a fourth and two that we stopped them there in the red zone. That was critical in the game as well. So that was huge. I just think we played hard on defense, played hard. We got to continue to do that this week against New Hampshire, who's really good on offense. So I'll be a big test this week as well.
Several standouts, and it seems like we talk about different guys every week. Tyson McCloud, seven tackles, had picked off a pass, and Shimon Duncan, Niasulu, 11 tackles in the game. Just talk about the day those two guys had.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'll start with Shimon. Shimon's a really like a hidden gem for us, man. He gets the ball down. He knocks the ball down, being the ball carrier. He plays with good height. He plays square to the line of scrimmage. He's a physical player. He plays like a linebacker, which I like. He's a really good player around the ball, very instinctive. He's been a great addition for us from Bowling Green, so I'm very proud of him. The Tyson, a Dartmouth transfer, has done a great job. We had an injury there at linebacker. He had to play more snaps. And did a really good job knocking the ball down, being disruptive on the edge, and obviously getting that pick, tips equal picks. So it's a really good job by him making the play. He dropped a pick earlier in the game, so he was due for one. It was good for him to respond and make that play. So both those guys have been great additions. Both are great people. Both are great teammates. Both are unselfish and want to win. So those are the kind of guys you want in your locker room.
Question this morning from Alexander DeMar. Good morning, Alexander.
Hey, good morning, Coach. So you mentioned New Hampshire's offense, but their defense has also been pretty solid this season. How are you looking to overcome that and put another win under your belt this week?
Really good on defense. They're an experienced defense. I remember I was at Richmond in 22, and I was the offensive coordinator. A lot of those guys that we went against are still playing for them now. They're fourth and fifth year players. So, Rick's done a really good job retaining those guys, number one. But they have a really good defensive line. That's where it starts. They're stout up front. They have good edges with edge rushers. Their interior guys are physical with knockback. Their backers are physical. Their boundary safety, number five, the transfer from Harvard's a hell of a player. He'll hit you. Corners are aggressive and physical, so they do a really good job with their scheme. They ran that scheme for a while. They've had a lot of success. They've held teams to a lot less points this year, you know, and it's really helping their offense. So really impressed with their defense. We got to have a great week with execution, playing hard, being physical, matching their physicality. That's where it starts. And then playing on the road is going to be difficult as well. So they do a great job on defense. Really, really, really respect them a lot on defense. They do a nice job. So we're going to play our best this week.
Your offense, Billy, not the, maybe quite the numbers that you've had a lot of weeks, but Tyler Knopp, 229 yards and a touchdown. And one thing that I wanted to ask you about, like, is his efficiency all year long. I think now only three interceptions for the season, 10 games in. How big is that stat and the way he's been able to run your offense?
Yeah, continue to do that, taking care of the football. That's something we preach, you know, and he's done a really good job running the show. Even last week, he played hard, and we had some drop passes. We had some catches there we dropped, and we got to make some plays on the perimeter for him. But they were hitting him pretty good. They were bringing some pressure. He stepped in the pocket, made some good throws, and we got to make some plays for him. So he showed great toughness last week as well, and he's got to continue to do that this week. So, but proud of him. Does a great job of distributing the football, really understands the system, knowing what we have to do as coaches, and he's like another coach on the field, which is nice. You know, he's played a lot of football, like I've said in the past, and does a great job running the show and does a good job making plays with his feet as well, keeping plays alive. You know, there's a lot of hidden stats there that he does for us. So he's got to continue to do that here in November against a great defense in New Hampshire this week.
You talked a lot about the New Hampshire defense. I wanted to talk about their offense. Seth Morgan has stepped in at quarterback there after Max Brosmer's outstanding career. I can't remember whether you had ties to Seth back from the VMI days, but just talk about how his abilities and how you feel like he's been able to step in and continue to run that UNH offense.
Yeah, coached him for 2 years there at VMI, and he made a lot of things right for me, and he's making a lot of things right there in New Hampshire. You know, he does a great job, man. He's a competitor. He's got so much moxie about him and toughness. He can make almost every throw on the field. He's just distributing the football at a high level, and he's doing a great job there in New Hampshire, man. He's doing a really good job running the show, and he's got great playmakers throw the ball to. I think Tomlinson, number five, is tremendous. He kind of reminds me of R.J. Harris that played there back in the day. He was my high school teammate. I think he's bigger than R.J., but very similar. Great ball skills, can track the ball, got good wiggle. So, but Seth's had a hell of a year. He's done a great job. I'm really proud of him. And really, he's done a nice job for Rick and those guys. Done a really good job.
Obviously, New Hampshire is fighting to get in the playoffs. Your team is right on the verge of the playoffs. I know you don't want to look ahead in a game to game, but does this have the feel of almost a playoff type game as you look at this matchup?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's the next one, obviously, and obviously going on the road there. We haven't beaten those guys in a while, and they've done a great job forever. They've been so successful for a long time, and Rick's done a great job continuing that tradition. And so, yeah, no question about it. It's 1 o'clock kick. We'll travel up there, take the ferry up, which we're excited about. And it's going to be a great game, great contest, a lot of respect for these guys over the years. They've done a great job developing players. And recruiting players, number one, developing them, and they trust that scheme. They play hard, man. They play really hard. They play together. They look like a mature outfit, too. You can tell they're an older group. A lot of guys that have played and have great situational awareness, and that's from the coaches to the players. They do a really nice job. So it's going to take our best this week for sure.
All right, Billy, thanks for your time this morning. Safe travels to New Hampshire, and we'll talk again next week.